एक मिनट रुक जाओ, रेडी होने दो। चलो ये कर लेते हैं, दिस कुड बी अ ग्रेट इंट्रो।
हाय, आई एम अक्षय।
हाय, दिस इज सौरभ एंड यू आर लिसनिंग टू द फाउंडर थीसिस पॉडकास्ट। वी मीट सम ऑफ द मोस्ट सेलिब्रेटेड स्टार्टअप फाउंडर्स इन द कंट्री
एंड वी वांट टू लर्न हाउ टू बिल्ड अ यूनिकॉर्न। डू यू रिमेंबर द लास्ट टाइम यू वेंट आउट टू ईट? इफ यू लाइक मी, you must have used an app to get a good discount. And Dine Out is one of those apps that helps you get a good deal when you're eating out. But did you know that Dine Out is a lot more than just an app to get discounts? In fact, there's a very high chance that the restaurant you went out to was running its backend using software from Dine Out. The B2B side of Dine Out is huge. They work with more than 50,000 restaurants, are present in 5 countries and process transactions of more than $1 billion each year. Today I'm speaking to Ankit Mehrotra, who started Dine Out with 3 other childhood friends. The early part of Ankit's life almost sounds like a Karan Johar movie. He grew up in a posh South Delhi colony, studied at modern school Barakhamba, which is really one of the most elite schools of India. And like all kids of that generation, his path was to do engineering, get a job and so on. And he even joined a college in Pune. But within a month, he realized that that was not his scene. And he decided instead to go to the UK for pursuing an engineering course. And here's Ankit talking about his first impressions of London.
So I was, I think, mesmerized is the right word. Like, you know, what I thought, so it was completely opposite to what I had ever being used to, right? So for to give you an idea, right, in India, even in that 1 month that where I was at that college, engineering college, it was all key start textbooks mil gaye aapko, padho exams and all of that, and that's what the entire education system in India has been, right? Even during school, like for our 10th and the 12th boards, etc., right. You know, and especially being a science student, getting marks and all of those things were really important. Yaar, wahan pe jaake, I was just blown away because first of all, the culture, obviously, you know. So I had not even turned 18 at that point in time. So I was 17. So I started university in September 2002. So I was 17 at that point then. And just that culture just blew me away because I realized that, yaar, matlab, this is a completely different world. And you don't, whatever you say about being a South Delhi kid or whatever, over there, it was like, I am the odd one out because you're not used to that environment, you know, never been around people. You've never been so free. So, and study was the entire course was actually a learning experience rather than just a sort of a ratta maroni experience, you know.
So you went there for an engineering course.
Yes, I did my computers and telecom engineering. So bachelor of computers and telecom engineering from the University of Essex.
Okay. And how did you change during your time there, during the course there, like compared to who you were here?
So I think for me, that profound moment actually happened during one of the first exams that I was giving there, right? So India mein kya hota hai yaar ki aap ratta maarte ho, pad lete ho, yaad karte ho sab, by you might understand or might not understand, but you just maro your ratta, reach the exam, and then नहीं आता है कुछ कभी, स्कूल में भी होता है, आपने आसपास पूछ लिया, थोड़ा चीटिंग करने की कोशिश की, यू नो, ऑल ऑफ दोस थिंग्स आर नेचुरल दैट हैपन। सो हियर आई एम गिविंग माय फर्स्ट एग्जाम एंड आई, सो दिस फॉर मी वाज अ ह्यूज लर्निंग पॉइंट इन माय लाइफ, लाइक, सो आई स्टिल रिमेंबर इट वेरी क्लियरली। इट वाज अ जावा एग्जाम दैट आई वाज गिविंग इन माय एट द एंड ऑफ द फर्स्ट सेमेस्टर और व्हाटएवर इट वाज, एंड आई एम सिटिंग इन दिस रूम फुल ऑफ लाइक, यू नो, आई थिंक 100 ऑड स्टूडेंट्स फ्रॉम all across the from different nationalities, and it was supposed to be, I think, a 3-hour paper or something like that. Yaar, fati hui hai, first exam de rahe hain, achhe marks lane, all of that hai. And 1 hour later, I see a couple of people, like friends of mine, like British friends of mine and other friends from other sort of, I think there was one Spanish guy, one Italian guy and one British guy. So they one and a, like within 1 hour or 1.5 hours of the exam, walked out of the starting the exam, they walked out. मुझे समझ में नहीं आया यार ऐसे कि ये उठ के कैसे चले गए, बिकॉज हमारे में क्या होता है, ये लास्ट मिनट तक आपको लिखते रहना है, चाहे कुछ पता हो, यू नो, यू आर ऑलवेज ट्राइंग टू जस्ट मेक श्योर दैट यू फिल अप आंसर शीट्स एंड जस्ट ट्राई राइटिंग व्हाटएवर यू थिंक यू कैन। सो आफ्टर द एग्जाम गॉट ओवर, आई वेंट आउट एंड आई आस्क्ड देम, यार बॉस, हाउ इज इट पॉसिबल, यू नो, तुम लोग ने हाउ द हेल डिड यू गाइस मैनेज टू फिनिश ऑल ऑफ दिस सो क्विकली, एंड द आंसर दैट दे गेव वाज अमेजिंग, राइट? सो दे सेड, यार, ki, no, we actually didn't finish. We didn't know half the stuff. So we just, you know, there was no point wasting time. So we just left. And I was like, sorry, matlab, but aren't you guys afraid of failing? And they were like, no, like it's a lesson for us, right? It just means that we'll have to study harder. And I was just blown away by that concept because हमारे में तो यार कोई सोच भी नहीं सकता फेल होने का, you know, कैसे भी करके पास होना है, you know, so the, and these guys were actually cool about it. They didn't, you know, for them failing was not such a big thing. Whereas we had grown up like all of us, right? We grow up in an environment where it's always so looked down upon. That was a shocker. And after that is when I think I started to actually enjoy my time at university, because otherwise, you know, a lot of times I have, and a lot of people I encountered with who went from India were all the time just there over there also, their heads down, just trying to study and not enjoy the overall experience. For me, that was a huge sort of a turning point in my life when I realized that there's more to life than just sort of books and then coming, you know, getting your marks and getting your degree.
So did that in a way help you start your entrepreneurial journey, losing that fear of failure?
Absolutely. I think so two things I think that that happened during that course of time. So one was obviously that fear of failure sort of went away, or I wouldn't say went away, but it definitely dissipated a lot. It reduced massively. The second thing was that after going to university in the UK, I realized that your degree does not define you. तो यार इंडिया में क्या होता है ना कि आपने अगर इंजीनियरिंग करा तो फिर आपकी लाइफ में फिर आप डेवलपर के स्टार्ट करोगे, फिर आप प्रोजेक्ट मैनेजर, वो पीएम प्रोजेक्ट मैनेजर बनोगे, प्रोडक्ट मैनेजर बनोगे. सो इट्स अ वेरी डिफाइंड सॉर्ट ऑफ अ करियर पाथ. ओवर देयर आई रियलाइज दैट जस्ट बाय हैविंग अ इंजीनियरिंग डिग्री डजंट मीन दैट आई हैव टू परस्यू अ डिग्री इन परस्यू अ करियर इन इंजीनियरिंग और टेक्नोलॉजी और समथिंग. आई कुड बी एनीथिंग एंड एनीवन आई वांट टू बी. And I always, for some reason, loved numbers and stuff to do with finance. And I loved the business aspect of it. So while I did my degree in computers and telecom engineering, my first job, like I started my career as an investment banker. And I did that for 7 odd years before I quit to move back to India to start Dineout. Right. So that was the thing that made me realize that your degree is just a degree, right? It doesn't have to necessarily define what you do. And that actually gave me the confidence to pursue other things.
And were you like a hustler in college? Did you have some sort of entrepreneurial experiences at that time?
Yeah, I think so I think the one thing I was from the start was street smart, right? I always believe that I was street smart. And I think going at university, it just sort of, the entire experience just sort of you know, amplified that sort of streak in me a lot more. So, you know, just to give you a very small example, right? I used to come back every for holidays to Delhi, and then obviously by that time I'd made a lot of friends there from different parts of the world. There were a lot of girls as well, you know, from different parts of the world. So whenever I used to go back, I always used to carry some gifts for them, and typically there were, you know, small jewelry items like सिल्वर ज्वेलरी हो गया या फैशन ज्वेलरी जो आपको जनपद या जीके वन में, यू नो, यू हैव दिस स्टॉल सेल फड़ी, एग्जैक्टली, डाइम अ डजन, तो इतने सारे मिलते, तो मैं वो लेके जाता था उनके लिए. एंड दे यूज्ड टू जस्ट लव इट, राइट? एंड सम ऑफ देम यूज्ड टू गो बैक टू देयर कंट्रीज ओवर हॉलीडेज लाइक स्पेन और इटली और जर्मनी और वेरेवर, राइट, वेरेवर दे वर फ्रॉम. एंड दे यूज्ड टू जस्ट लव इट. एंड देन आफ्टर अ कपल ऑफ टाइम्स दे एक्चुअली स्टार्टेड asking me to bring something for either their mothers or their sisters or something like that, because they just loved it and they couldn't, you know, it was a gift, but something similar over there would have, was costing a small, you know, like let's say a silver earring would cost around 40 to 50 pounds over there, whereas India mein janpad mein 4-500 rupees ka milta tha. So they used to, and obviously the designs etc were a lot better over here, so they just started asking me to bring some. And over a period of time, I realized, yaar, ki iska toh, matlab, why don't I take advantage of the situation? So in the end, basically, what I did was, jo meri friends the, maine unhi ko bola, yaar, aapko bhi itna pasand aa raha hai, toh aap kyo nahi isko aage bechte ho? Matlab, I will bring them from India in bulk. And aap aage apne, like, you know, countries mein, jahan pe bhi friend circle mein, becho. And eventually, what happened was that small thing became so successful that during my breaks, then I stopped coming back to India, and during Easter breaks and all, I was actually traveling to different countries with these friends of mine. And वो लोग कभी स्पेन में अपने लोकैलिटी में स्टॉल लगा रहे हैं, अपने फ्रेंड्स को बेच रहे हैं. एंड वी एंड अप मेकिंग अ वेरी गुड यू नो सम ऑफ मनी. लाइक दैट वाज अ पॉकेट मनी व्हिच हेल्प्ड मी ट्रैवल ऑल अक्रॉस यूरोप ड्यूरिंग यूनिवर्सिटी एक्सेट्रा. सो यू नो एंड इट वाज नो वन एवर थॉट ऑफ डूइंग दैट. इट वाज जस्ट अ ग्रेट स्मॉल थिंग दैट जस्ट सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो वर्क्ड ओवर टाइम. दैट वाज अ ग्रेट एक्सपीरियंस.
So, from doing a technical or an engineering course to moving into finance, was that, how did that happen? Was it easy to crack that interview and to convince the company? And, you know, so tell me about that.
So that struggle was a massive struggle for me. So that was a 1.5 year struggle. So typically what happens is that when you're in the last year of studies in the UK, you start applying for next year's job. So September is when you start your final year. So September to January ke window mein you start and you're supposed to graduate in July, August. So from that September, January window, you start applying for jobs for the following September. Most big companies in the UK have a graduate program where every year they take a few graduates who've got a good degree and then who are able to, so you have full interviews and all, and it's like a 5-6 step interview process where you have to fill out on first an online application, then if successful you do a psychometric test, wo bhi ho jata hai, to fir aap pehle jaake HR ke sath round hota hai, fir aapka group round hota hai, fir aapka managers ke sath round hota hai. It's a 6-7 step process, right?
This would be like management training program jaise India mein hota hai, MT program.
Absolutely. India mein jo management training program hota hai, wo wahan pe graduate program hota hai.
Okay.
I graduated in 2005 July. So I started doing this from 2004 September. The challenge for me was because I was an international student, I had to be accepted at the top 500 odd companies in the UK because they were the only ones who could process my work permit. So typically every year these companies, so if you don't get a work permit, then obviously you cannot work in the UK and then you have to come back to India. So at that time, I remember there was a scheme where it allowed you to stay up to maybe, I think, 2 years. And within 2 years, if you weren't able to find a job, so you had to come back. And during that time, you know, you're free to do odd part-time jobs, etc. to earn. So during university to save up, I'd also started working in the bar at the university just to have some extra money, you know, because I could ask my parents again and again for money. Like, it just didn't feel right.
Okay.
Actually, that was a huge learning as well, because in India, we're dependent on our parents till the time we find a job. And even afterwards, once you're at university, right, you're by yourself. You figure it out. What do you do? So mostly everyone works. Does some part-time jobs, etc., etc., right?
So your cost of living, you were managing on your own, basically.
Absolutely. So, I wouldn't say that's true entirely. Like, obviously, my parents were giving me the cost of accommodation, which was also very high, and I was managing the living, like whatever I had to do, whether I had to travel, whatever I had to make my own money. So I was in. So 2004 pe maine apply karna start kiya, and my language skills were always good. So I was always able to pass the written interviews, application forms, but I was never able to. So for starting few interviews that I went to, I was completely blown away by I honestly was not prepared at all for the type of discussions that people were having, how they wanted you to answer. And you know, you always think, yaar, ki chalo interview denge, ho jayega. But there was a whole process behind it, which I had absolutely no idea about. And I was very clear that मुझे engineering की job नहीं ढूंढनी है उसके बाद. So I started applying to all the major financial companies, banks, big fours, audit firms, whatever. Like कि मैं engineering क्या वहाँ पे कुछ करूँगा. So it was a double whammy for me, more difficult because I did not have an accounts or finance background. So and when I started going for these interviews, I was absolutely sort of blown away. So the process is कि आप September से January apply करते हो. फिर जनवरी ऑनवर्ड्स आपको रिजल्ट आना स्टार्ट होता है कि एंड देन फ्रॉम फेब्रुअरी टिल ऑल द वे अप टू अप्रैल यू हैव योर मल्टीपल अदर राउंड्स ऑफ इंटरव्यू एंड देन बाय अप्रैल मे दे टेल यू दैट ओके यू नो यू कैन स्टार्ट इन सितंबर और अक्टूबर और व्हाटएवर इट इज. 2004 September se leke, I think 2005 January tak, I would have probably filled up around 100 odd application forms.
Okay.
And usme se, I think I would have passed the written on around 50 of them. So application yeah. form and psychometric test, and I would have probably attended 50 odd interviews. Aur un last interview mein mera selection hua nahi. So like completely, you know, fat gaya. I was like taken aback because you know you have thoughts. Yeah, South Delhi, good education. हम तो कुछ दुनिया में उखाड़ देंगे sort of a thing, right? यार फट गई समझ में नहीं आया कि what is happening, you know, like, and now university is over, so I wasn't able to find a job. University ended in July 2005 was a graduation, and I had absolutely no idea what I'm gonna do, and I was for sure I didn't want to come back.
वो graduate program का intake भी finish हो गया होगा उस time तक.
Absolutely, graduate program का intake भी finish हो गया. और अब पेरेंट्स प्रेशर डाल रहे हैं कि वापस आओ, वहां पे नहीं हो रहा वापस आओ. तो मैंने बोला मैं वापस आऊंगा नहीं. सो पेरेंट्स वर ऑब्वियसली अ बिट अपसेट. दे सेड ओके वी आर नॉट गोना गिव यू एनी मनी नाउ. तुम्हारा हमने एजुकेशन कराने तक करा दिया, अब हम तुम्हें आगे ज्यादा पैसे देंगे नहीं. मेरी फट गई. सो टिपिकली क्या होता था, द इंटायर एकेडमिक ईयर राइट हैड मल्टीपल ब्रेक. सो हमारा सेमेस्टर होता था लेट्स से सितंबर से दिसंबर, देन दिसंबर में विंटर हॉलीडे, देन होता था जनवरी से मार्च, देन फिर Easter holiday, then the final semester, and then July to September was a 4 month break. So every year people come back to India for that 3 to 4 months break. Now July 2005 aa gaya, graduation ho gaya, samajh mein nahi aa raha kya kare, and I cannot go back to India because I was ki agar main India chala gaya to main fir pata nahi wapas aa paunga ya nahi aa paunga, kya hoega. So at that point in time some of my friends in university had found a job in London. So Essex is, University of Essex is maybe an hour away from London. So, a few of my friends had found jobs meanwhile. So, I decided, chalo, theek hai yaar, kuch ho nahi raha, toh main unhi ke saath jaake, I will crash at the place. So, it was the first time actually, you know, where for an entire year, I lived on a couch. And it was a mind-blowing experience for me that, ki yaar, matlab, what was I used to, and ab kya halat ho gaya, like, you know, unemployed. So, early on in my career, living on a couch, yaar, samajh mein nahi aaya, main karun toh kya karun. Then I started doing odd jobs. So I remember that during that entire, so now September, July till September, now I cannot do again summer holidays. Hai, aur main kuch application forms bhi khul nahi rahi hai, kuch samajh mein nahi aa raha kya ho raha hai, toh kuch kar hi nahi sakte. So then I picked up a few, you know, jobs. So I had like two or three odd jobs during that time. I was, because I was a bartender at university. So I was doing bartending at a couple of local pubs. I was also doing serving at a couple of restaurants. I also did a dishwashing job, etc., etc. You know, for me that was like a rude awakening because, you know, as you said at the beginning, right? Imagine a South Delhi kid trying to change his inside a restaurant, right?
Especially India mein to itna wo zaleel job hai.
हाँ, इंडिया में तो ऐसा कुछ होता है यार. इंडिया में तो अपना ऐसा कोई वर्क, ऐसा कोई कॉन्सेप्ट ही नहीं है ना कि आपको समर में काम करना है, experience करना है, पैसे कमाने हैं. So it's, you do, so there is no, the concept of odd jobs doesn't exist in India. And in fact, when my parents heard what I'm doing, you know, they were like, they had started, मतलब, they were so upset कि क्या कर रहे हो इसके लिए, तुम्हें पढ़ाया, you know, all of that, you know, कभी कभी थोड़ा होता है. In fact, just as an anecdotal sort of thing, so we all, like, obviously growing up in South Delhi, you know, you never have to do anything for yourself, right? So the first time I ever came back from UK after going there was December 2002 when I was back on my winter break. And I remember the first meal I had, right? I went to the kitchen and washed my dishes myself. And my mom and my servant and my dad are just standing there looking at me like, isko kya ho gaya?
Okay.
You know, and also we never... India, we are never in the habit to cook. So my first 3 months of my time in the UK, which was September 2002 to December 2002, was a nightmare. मुझे कुछ आते ही नहीं था तो यार कितना मैगी खा लोगे आप, कितना जंक फूड खा लोगे. So when I came back in that December break, you know, I asked my mom, यार आपको मुझे खाना बनाना सिखाना ही पड़ेगा.
Okay.
So that, you know, like everyone, my friends were like, यार तू एक महीने के लिए आया तो let's have fun. And I was like, यार नहीं मुझे, you know, imagine I'm saying, नहीं, I have to learn how to cook. Because I couldn't take this eating junk food for the next 3 years. And in fact, you know, sometimes, you know, when I'm having joking with my mom, I tell her very often that the best thing that you've ever done for me is shown me how to, taught me how to use a pressure cooker. that was a lifesaver, because from there on, I developed my love for cooking. And today, actually, I know how to cook in sort of 7 different cuisines. And the way that happened was that every year, I used to learn 2 cuisines in London at university, because I had friends from all over, right, who were there.
Right.
And I used to teach them Indian cooking, and then they used to teach me their cuisine.
Right,
and
okay.
In fact, this actually helped later on. So during this time when I was doing these odd jobs, etc., we were actually, so my friends were living in a huge apartment complex. So they were living in that apartment complex with around 500-600 flats, etc. So while I was doing these odd jobs, I used to cook a lot. Like, ab ghar pe hoge to kya karoge yaar, ab khana banaoge. So I used to cook a lot for myself, for my friends, I used to do that. And over a period of time, the food became so good that I actually, in that neighborhood, in that building complex only, I started selling packaged food.
Oh, wow.
Food. Because obviously, see, the lifestyle in the UK is very different, right? Everyone mostly lives by themselves, and your day starts at 9. So you have to be at work at 8:30, right? So that means you get up early, you leave early, you come back. Everyone typically wants to go out for a couple of drinks. So people don't cook that often, right? People miss home-cooked food. And because I was able to give them that, I was able to sort of make some decent pocket money from that as well.
Plus, it was the start of being a food entrepreneur or a food tech entrepreneur.
So at that point, obviously, which was that yaar paise kamane, us time nahi sochta koi ki yaar entrepreneur banna hai ya kya karna hai, us time to hota hai paise kamane. So that was fun. And so so from basically July 2005 till I started doing these odd jobs and started cooking, and then September onwards I started this application process again, but this time I was a lot more prepared. See, 1 year back in 2004, right? September, I was very cocky that yaar theek hai kya ho gaya, application jo hai main to smart hu, ho jayega. So my application, like I didn't prepare enough for those interviews in hindsight. So that time I just started talking to a lot more people, reading up a lot more, brushing up my interview skills, etc. So I did a lot of preparation for it, because I was like, yaar agar ye is baar nahi hua na to fir wapas India jana hi padega. A few of my friends were also in the same boat as me, and who at that point in time jinka nahi ho raha tha na yaar, they so sabne bola tha yaar hum IT tech nahi karenge, but eventually all of them, because they were not able to do anything else, ended up taking some IT jobs or tech jobs, koi QA tester ye wo, all these sort of jobs, and I was dead sure that I don't definitely want to do that. तो मैंने फिर बोला यार अब तो रेडी होके करना पड़ेगा. सो अगेन दैट एंटायर सितंबर टू जनवरी सॉर्ट ऑफ टाइम आई स्पेंट अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम सॉर्ट ऑफ प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर दिस जॉब एप्लीकेशंस. एट दैट टाइम आई प्रोबब्ली फिल्ड अराउंड 200 एप्लीकेशंस. सो आई फिल्ड जो भी मिलता था, आई यूज्ड टू फिल दैट एप्लीकेशन, आई पास दोस इंटरव्यूज एटसेट्रा, एंड आई हैड अप्रोक्सीमेटली 100 ऑड physical face-to-face interviews, went to all of them, traveled, blah, blah, etc., all of those things. So that entire 9 months from September 2005 till April 2006 were just went in doing that. And these were all jobs in finance. Picking up skills, kaise answer karna hai, kya answer karna hai, kya bolna chahiye, kya nahi bolna chahiye, group discussions hota hai, toh kaise behave karna hai. So, you pick up all these skills. While experiencing it, and eventually it came down to that I got job offers from 3 top investment banks. So it was, I still remember, obviously. So it was Merrill Lynch I got from, I got from BNP Paribas, and I got from Citibank at that point, jobs in London. And the reason why I chose BNP Paribas was that Citibank and Merrill Lynch में ना technology department में मिल रहा था.
Okay.
And यहाँ पे मुझे trading में मिल रहा था. So graduate. Okay. So even on the graduate program, you have different tracks. So you have the technology or the business. So at BNP Paribas, I just got it on the business track, whereas everywhere else I was getting it on the technology track. So technology track में मुझे जाना ही था, because again, while it's an investment bank, you're not doing anything with finance.
Right.
So eventually, I still remember April 23rd, 2006 was the day that my final offer letter came. And I was so like honestly relieved at that point in time. Mm-hmm. And the another reason why I wanted to do investment banking was that the salaries were amazing. The starting salaries by itself were amazing. So, you know, just to give you an idea, the starting salary at that point in time was £35,000 in 2006. That was my starting salary with a joining bonus. Whereas as the average salary across sectors for someone who's been in employment for 5 years is around 45,000. So as a and a typical graduate job starts at around 20 to 22,000 in other sectors. Mm. So investment banking was the only sector, like finance was the only sector where the salary was also so high. You know, so obviously, you know, I was elated and ecstatic because I had just endured this 9-10 odd months of hardship where, you know, I was living on a couch, cooking food, washing dishes, doing all types of odd jobs to sort of survive. So I think that was a very sort of an emotional moment for me. And, you know, I vowed to make sure that I never sort of, you know, I never forget how difficult that period was. And so that I never take the job lightly.
So how many years did you spend at BNP Paribas and how was like the life of trader? What was that like?
So I spent 2006 till 2012. So I was actually there for 6 years, 5.5 years. And the advantage was that because I was in the graduate program, I could do multiple tracks. So it's typically a 2 year graduate program where you spend six months on different departments. So I did investment banking for a bit. I did wealth management. I was on the trading desk. So I did multiple things just to sort of, you know, figure out what I eventually want to do. So that was great. That was a great experience. But also on the side, I realized that, you know, this experience of finding a job, what I've been through, I should never forget that because obviously, and I learned a lot. So I actually started doing part-time coaching as well for graduates who were looking for jobs in finance. And that also, so over there are a lot of consultants, companies who actually do this, where they charge students and, you know, train them to be sort of job ready.
Like a workshop for...
So it's basically they prepare you for interviews, how to answer your, you know, the assignments, the question paper, basically the application forms, etc. So the application forms are also like, you know, they ask you 7-8 essay type questions. So all of those things, so it's a very comprehensive process.
And they say India mein CAT MBA entrance ki jaise coaching hoti hai, something like that, I guess.
But it's nothing like that. It's not a classroom coaching. I think it's a it's a one-on-one coaching. Yaar, let's say, is bank se interview aaya, toh how should you prepare for it? Kya poochte
hai? Okay.
And mostly the students on that working with that consultant were either Chinese or Indian students.
Okay.
So I was able to help them as well. Obviously, earn some money on the side. But also the one thing that I did was that now see understand. Yeah, main finance mein toh aa gaya hoon, but mere ko A finance ka F bhi nahi aata hai because obviously I've never zero background. So I took it upon myself to learn do my CFA. So do CFA. So CFA is a chartered financial analyst course. It's one that it's a chartered course, like a professional qualification, which is considered to be one of the best in the finance world. And it's typically over three stages. So you have to give three exams, level 1, 2, 3, and you have to have work experience of 5 years to be actually able to be called a CFA.
Okay. So this would be like the CA qualification in India.
So I think it's...
Well, in terms of the prestige,
So I remember at that point in time, like globally, there are only, I think, around 500,000 or maybe 300,000 CFA charter holders. So that's how rare that thing is. And you have to... It's actually a lot of people drop off on level 1 or level 2 or something. So it's a so it's a very difficult course. And the worst part is that I had to do it while... So you have to do it... Like I had a full-time job, obviously, and I had to make sure that I'm now able to sort of do something in this domain. And also, you know, the money... So think of it this way as well, right? At 20 years old, so in September 2006, when I started, I was 21. At 21, I had a 35,000 salary and I was like, obviously, I never had so much financial freedom. It was easy to get carried away as well. So I partied a lot and all of that, those things as well. But at the back of my mind, I was always like, I should never forget that 1 year that I've been through. So I decided to do the CFA. Now, the problem with the CFA is that you cannot just give the exam anytime. There is only one exam in June. Hmm. And if you haven't passed that time, then you have to wait till the next June to give your paper.
Hmm. Hmm.
And the course is so tough. So I used to wake up at like 6 o'clock, study for 1.5 hours, go to work, then finish my, then from work, obviously staying late, investment banking, notorious hours, then you know, go to a library, study there from sort of 7:30, 9:30, go back home, cook food, sleep. So, you know, that was a, so while I had my fun, obviously, that was the routine for 6 months of the year because I give my exams. So 2007, I remember 2007, June, I gave that exam. 2008, the market, you know, meltdown.
You had the Lehman crash and all.
So, you know, I survived. I was there firsthand, and that was probably the most scary time of my career. Even I would, I, like, even this situation was not as scary as then, because at that time also I was just 22, 23. But more importantly, the financial sector was hit badly. And I just had 2 years of experience at that, by that point in time. And there were people with 10, 12 years of experience who were being let go, who were ready to work at, you know, my salary or our salary level at that point, because people were just being made redundant left, right and center. So ekdam phat gayi thi, so I have to make sure I have to work double hard. So 2008 till till mid 2009 was career wise, I was working like, you know, 13, 14, 15 hours a day. I was completely sort of burned out. Like I was completely fucked up. I was completely sort of, you know, just gone. Sort of thing. Ekdam halat aisi ho gayi thi. And then jab thoda semblance aaya, I was able to survive, you know, keep my job intact. And then 2009, again, I gave my level 2 exam. And 2010, I gave level 3. I did not pass. And 2011, finally, I gave my level 3 in June again. By this time, something interesting had happened. So in 2010, November, I was speaking to Sahil. So Sahil was in the US at that time. And hum log वापस इंडिया आते थे तो बातें करते थे यार, कि मिलते थे कि कुछ करना है, कुछ करेंगे, जॉब से पक गए हैं, ऑल ऑफ दैट, यू नो, बर्न आउट हो गया है, और अगर 14-15 घंटे काम करने हैं तो अपने लिए क्यों नहीं करते, दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग. सो एक दिन, सो आई वर्कड ऑन अ डील वेयर ओपन टेबल, विच इज द लार्जेस्ट टेबल रिजर्वेशन प्लेटफॉर्म इन द वर्ल्ड, वाज बाइंग आउट टॉप टेबल, विच वाज अ यूके इक्विवेलेंट.
ओके.
एंड आई वाज वर्किंग ऑन बिहाफ ऑफ द सेलर. And when I looked at that model, so this is November 2010.
Yeah.
I looked at that model, I realized, yeah, ye to bahut hi sahi model lag raha hai. Basically, they were helping customers discover restaurants. And at that point time, humara bhi experience hota hai, India, Delhi aate the, to hum wahi 4-5 restaurants mein baar-baar jaate the. You know, it was very difficult to figure out where to go.
Yeah.
So we realized, yeah, we are also facing the same problem. To kuch karte to maine November 2010 mein, sare ko phone lagaya. एक दिन बहुत ही बैड डे हो रहा था और मैं ब्लूमबर्ग स्क्रीन को देख रहा था. मैंने बोला, यार छोड़ो यार, अब ये सब और नहीं हो रहा. तो मैंने साहिल को फोन लगाया, मैंने उसको ये आइडिया बताया, और साहिल भी बोलता है हाँ. तो साहिल आल्सो, यू नो, ही डिड हिज इंजीनियरिंग इन बैंगलोर, देन ही वेंट टू IIMK कोझिकोड, एंड देन फ्रॉम देयर ही वेंट टू द US टू फॉर अ जॉब. ही वाज विद न्यू सिग्मा एंड ही वेंट, ही वाज इन द US टू, ही वाज, उसका जो होता नहीं
एनालिटिक्स में था बेसिकली.
हां हां, एनालिटिक्स में था. एंड उसको यहां से Microsoft was his client, New Sigma client, Microsoft. Usko, they sent him to the US to handle it from there. So I was speaking to him, yaar, and he was like, haan yaar, main bhi thak gaya hoon, kuch karte hain. So hamari November mein baat hui, and it was like, yaar, just a rant, you know, yaar, thak gaye and all. So I thought just a rant. So I, you know, I told him everything. I shared with him a few document, like a business, like a financial, etc. I thought that's the end of it, right? New year aaya, khatam ho gaya. And then one day in February 2011, Sahil just calls me up and tells me ki, yaar, main 3 days baad India ja raha hoon, maine apni naukri ho gayi, chhod di, aur ye idea bahut sahi hai, ye karte hain. And I was like, sorry, kya? I thought, matlab wo, you know, he's drunk. So I was like, are you crazy or what? Humne bola, nahi nahi yaar, matlab idea bahut badhiya hai, mera ho gaya, main ja raha hoon. So I was like, dude, how can you do this? Matlab, how can you like do this? Matlab, कोई नोटिस बोलता है हाँ यार, करना है तो ऐसे ही करना पड़ेगा, वरना तो कभी होएगा ही नहीं. तो आई वाज आल्सो लाइक शिट यार, अब क्या करूं मैं. एंड सो आई स्टार्टेड स्पीकिंग टू अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल अराउंड मी, यू नो, पीपल हु लाइक इंडियंस हु बीन इन द यूके फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. माय मैनेजर वाज अ इंडियन, आई वाज स्पीकिंग टू हिम आल्सो. एंड द वन कॉमन रिग्रेट दैट everyone, or like the one common thing that I had that everyone used to say is ki ha yaar agar hame bhi chance mila hota to hum bhi chale jaate ab to like you know people who'd spent like 20-25 odd years in the UK who basically Indians who'd gone there were like yaar given a chance we would have also gone back we would have also wanted to do something but ab to hum ja nahi sakte hamare bacche ho gaye ye ho gaye so you know all these तो लाइफ स्टार्ट हो गई वो सब करने की यार तो आई वाज लाइक कि शिट यार करना है तो अभी करना पड़ेगा वरना तो हो नहीं पाएगा बट एज आई सेड आई वाज आल्सो यू नो आई स्पेंट 4 years ऑफ माय टाइम डूइंग सीएफए आल्सो तो आई कुडंट एंड माय फाइनल एग्जाम वाज इन जून ऑफ 2011 तो मैंने साहिल को बोला चल ठीक है यार तू जा लेट्स फिगर आउट समथिंग आना तो मुझे भी है बट कुछ फिगर आउट करते हैं
Yeah. So basically, that CFA was like your plan B. Okay, you wanted to finish that and have that as a plan B.
हाँ, I wanted to have that as a plan B. At that point in time, I was thinking, यार कुछ तो safety net होना चाहिए.
हाँ, हाँ.
So I said, so Sahil came back. He started working on the idea. We started doing some work. मेरा June आया, exam खत्म हो गया, and July, August में result आता है. तो August में result आ गया, and by this time I had got the PR. So I had got my permanent residency for the UK, and I was 6 months away from the from getting a UK passport. So I was six months away from getting a UK citizen, UK citizenship.
Right.
So August mein ab result aa gaya. Yaar, jis din result aaya na, I was obviously happy. But that day, someone told me ki yaar, ab to tu kabhi wapas nahi jaane wala hai. Because people were like, now you've got your safety net. Now everything now. And that for me was a moment again of, you know, I think the second moment of introspection in my life when I realized ki yaar ye bande to sahi bol rahe hain ki like if I treat this as a safety net, I will never be able to commit myself fully to it. So CFA was the first step. Getting my my plan was I will take my citizenship and then go back. Which meant going back in sort of March 2012 sort of a time frame. So उस टाइम अगस्त में मैंने सोचा यार कि अगर ये बात तो सही है कि अगर ये हो गया तो यू नो आई डोंट नो इफ आई विल एवर बी एबल टू कमिट माय सेल्फ फुल्ली टू समथिंग नोइंग दैट आई हैव अ बैकअप यू नो दैट फियर ऑफ फेलियर वाइल कम हो गया था बट मुझे ये पता था कि अगर यही है कि फेल भी हो जाओगे तो कुछ ऑप्शन है तो मे बी आई विल नॉट ट्राई इन हार्ड इनफ सो जिस दिन रिजल्ट आया द नेक्स्ट डे आई रिजाइन एंड एवरीवन माय मैनेजर्स एंड ऑल लाइक So basically your CFA program typically is sponsored by your company. So I got my company to sponsor it for me. And my manager was like, ki, Sala, we've spent so much time and money to educate, matlab paisa diya ye, court, you have to take time off, you have to do everything, right? So you've invested so much time. We've obviously invested time, money on this. And the next day you're quitting and going back. So their point is, if you're quitting and going to a different job, then also it under... समझ में आता है बट यू क्विटिंग एंड गोइंग बैक सो नो वन इज एबल टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट व्हेन आई टोल्ड माय पेरेंट्स दे थॉट आई वाज जोकिंग तो उन्होंने माना नहीं सो ऑगस्ट 16th को मैंने क्विट करा सितंबर 16th और सितंबर 14th वाज माय लास्ट डे एंड सितंबर 20th आई वाज बैक इन इंडिया द डे आई केम बैक इन इंडिया दैट इज व्हेन आई एक्चुअली टोल्ड माय पेरेंट्स बिकॉज साहिल ने भी अपने पेरेंट्स को तब नहीं बताया था एंड दिस इज नाउ 2011 that we are talking about, right? So we're not parents at that point in time. And our parents went ballistic.
How old were you then?
26.
Okay.
Unki, my parents ki unhone hamari le li ki tum log pagal ho, you guys are earning so much money. Like my mom literally asked me, tum koi drugs to ko nahi kar rahe ho? You know, like what brand, what are you smoking? You know, it was so difficult for them to understand. And their biggest worry, chalo main worry pe thodi der mein aata hu, to unko to pehle samajh bhi nahi aaya ki hum kya kar rahe hain. To ab September ho gaya hai ki bhai kya hota hai ye online apna startup ye sab koi kisi pata nahi dhanda karoge. So everyone is like, it's not easy, difficult, nahi kyun karna hai and all that. Anyways, like ki nahi and see that time, by that point in time, right, I had worked for 5.5 years. Sahil had worked, so we had some money saved. So you know, that's what we were, and but there for them it was difficult. So by the time I left, I was like at nearly £100,000. Sahil was earning around $100,000. So unko samajh mein aaya ki yaar hum itni achhi tankha chhod ke kaise aa sakte hain. To unhone unko laga ki ye bacche pagal hain, ye ek do mahine mein bhoot utrega aur ye chale jayenge wapas. But that didn't happen. Then we started working on this idea. We started going to meet restaurants, etc. So the idea was we'll start with an online table reservation platform in 2012. बट जब हम रेस्टोरेंट के जाने लगे रेस्टोरेंट बोले भाई कौन हो तुम लोग बच्चे हो ये क्यों हमें हम इतने सालों से धंधा चला रहे हैं हमें नहीं करना है सब कोई ऑनलाइन ऑनलाइन इंडिया में कुछ नहीं
है
दिस वाज अर्ली डेज राइट इट वाज इन लाइक इंटरनेट लाइक इट वाज इन दैट प्रेवलेंट इन इंडिया दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम
तो कुछ एट दिस टाइम वाज Zomato देयर
Zomato हैड जस्ट स्टार्टेड बट इट वाज फूडी बे एट दैट पॉइंट इन टाइम
है ओके
सो इट वाज यू नो वेरी अर्ली डेज अब हम लोग जा रहे हैं कर रहे हैं तो सो विवेक हु इज आवर friend, he was in the merchant navy at that time. So from 2002, wo direct school kiya merchant navy mein chala gaya. He did a certification, everything, and he was up to become a captain.
Okay.
Usko bhi 10 saal ho gaya tha sail karte hue, and he was about to become a captain at that point in time. So wo jab chutti pe aaya tha, to usne bola chal main vela hi hu, main tum log ka help kar leta hu. So he also started going with us to some restaurants and all. And then our fourth friend was Nikhil. He was already working in Delhi only. So he was with DSP BlackRock. So he was the only one who had ever worked in India. And he also said, ki yaar, chalo, theek hai, matlab, you know, I'm also tired of my job. I want to do this. So Nikhil joined us saying that I will do this. And Vivek was just helping us as friends. And karte karte, humne decide kara ki yaar, hum log jana, 2012 was a leap year. We just decided sometime in November 2011. Yaar, do mahine ho gaye karte hue, kuch ho nahi raha, humne launch karna hai. हमें 75 रेस्टोरेंट चाहिए लॉन्च करने के पहले तो हमने एक डेट डाली दिसंबर में कि फेब 29 2012 को हम लॉन्च करेंगे ये हमने डेट डाल दी एंड देन वी स्टार्ट वर्किंग बैकवर्ड्स फॉर दैट सी व्हाइल वी वर इंजीनियर्स हमारे को कोई टेक का बैकग्राउंड नहीं था तो हम लोग अपना वेबसाइट आउटसोर्स करके डेवलप करवा रहे थे हम रेस्टोरेंट्स के साथ मिलने जाते थे मीटिंग्स करते थे एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट सो वीवेक स्टार्टेड हेल्पिंग अस The day we announced to our parents that यार 29th Feb को start कर रहे हैं चारों and all imagine this is not one set of parents that we have to announce it to we are announcing to four sets of parents because they're all friends because we've known each other since 5 years old they went पागल हो गए उनका सबसे बड़ा concern था कि तुम पागल हो गए हो तुम लोग 26 साल के हो तुमसे शादी कौन करेगा so they didn't care that we were doing a startup. They didn't care we didn't have jobs. Yeah. You guys are 26. Time to get, you know, marriageable age. Yeah. The hell is going to marry you guys if you guys are going to be doing your own job work chhodke startup karne baithe ho. So, Sahil, being his family being the most conservative of the lot, at 29th February 2012 ko humara launch hona tha, 28th Feb 2012 ko uska roka ho gaya. No, so both of us were dating someone, but the parents sort of fast-tracked it. They're like, yaar, tum log. So
but you were in UK, so you were dating someone in UK or in India?
No, I was dating someone. So I through common friends, I knew someone. And then when I moved, when I came back to India at that point in time,
we started dating
and something. And at that, so when they were there, they had the process fast-tracked. That if you meet someone, we won't find them. Sahil got married in April 2012, Nikhil got married in October 2012, and I got married in Feb 2013. So we basically that was you know we were married and everything and then you know but achha, anyways coming back so hamara ye ho gaya tha then ab kaam start ho gaya dine out start ho gaya subah hum log ab we started off as an online platform on 29th Feb first March ko main realize hua yaar India mein online to chalta nahi hai to hame ek call center set up karna padega so jaldi we got a couple of phone numbers we set up a call center where people could call and make reservations and all of that So just to put things in context, in March 2012, we seated around 700 diners.
Okay.
In February 2020, we processed close to 10 million diners. So that's where we sort of grown from there. But obviously that itself is a long journey. But anyway, so all of this happened. And still our parents were not convinced ki kuch ho raha hai. So we raised our angel round of funding in August of 2012. So within 6 months of starting up, we raised our angel round of funding. And that's also a very interesting story.
Tell me about that. How did you raise the angel round?
So hamara jo motto tha na, like was, so I, because of my time spent in the UK, Sahil in the US, one thing we always believed yaar ki customer service na ekdam best hona chahiye. Even so, when we are talking on the phone to people, you have to be nice, courteous, and you have to ensure that you are able to sort of meet that demand. See, India is not known for being customer friendly to people or to their customers, you know, services, etc. We realize that in the service space, we have to be great, very helpful. So customers used to call us at that point in time. And so we used to ensure that yaar, jo bhi request hai, hum help karein. Agar hamara jis restaurant ke saath tie-up nahi hai, wahan pe bhi unko jana hai, kuch karayein. अगर बोलते हैं हमें बर्थडे एनिवर्सरी है तो उनके लिए कुछ फ्री में अरेंज करा दे, सो व्हाटएवर, बीइंग एज नाइस एज यू कुड टू मेक श्योर दैट दे फील वेलकम, बिकॉज़ सी डाइनिंग आउट इज अ वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ अ अनटिल डेट, इट्स अ वेरी सॉर्ट ऑफ अ आई वुड से फ्रॉम अ
इट्स एन इवेंट बेसिकली, इट्स नॉट लाइक अ रूटीन,
इट्स अ इवेंट राइट, यू गो आउट विद फ्रेंड्स और फैमिली, इट्स एक्सपीरियंस, यू वांट टू हैव अ नाइस टाइम, एंड इवन द स्मॉलेस्ट ऑफ थिंग्स कुड रूइन इट, एंड इवन एंड स्मॉलेस्ट ऑफ थिंग्स कैन मेक इट बेटर एज वेल. सो हमारा हमेशा से एंडेवर था कि यार हम कस्टमर सर्विस हमारी टॉप नॉच होगी. सो ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम यू नो वी वर गेटिंग वी यूज्ड टू गेट हैंडल कॉल्स एंड इवेंचुअली वन ऑफ अवर कस्टमर्स हु हैड बीन बुकिंग थ्रू अस फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम यू नो फ्रॉम द बिगनिंग जस्ट स्टार्टेड आस्किंग मोर एक्सेट्रा ब्ला 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 एंड ही जस्ट लव्ड व्हाट वी वर ट्राइंग टू डू सो मच दैट दे एंडेड अप इन्वेस्टिंग इन अस. सो इन August 2012, we raised around $100,000.
Yeah. Who was this customer?
So this was actually a couple of guys called Ankush Nijhawan and Gaurav Bhatnagar. So they are the founders of, so they themselves were entrepreneurs and they were the founders of TBO, Travel Boutique Online. So they were also, you know, they're big entrepreneurs now. At that point of time, obviously, they were still in the travel space and etc. But that's what they were. And jab wo funding aayi na, tab yaar, पेरेंट्स को लगा कि हाँ यार कोई ये लोग कुछ तो ठीक कर रहे हैं बिकॉज किसी और ने इनको पैसे दिए.
एक्सटर्नल वैलिडेशन.
हाँ. सो आई थिंक दैट वाज अ पिवोटल मोमेंट इन हाउ दे व्यूड अस इन देयर माइंड्स कि चलो ये इतने बेवकूफ बच्चे नहीं है, कुछ तो कर रहे हैं, कुछ तो चलो कर लेंगे. बट यू नो सो व्हेन दैट 2013 में दैट हैपेंड आई थिंक सो सॉरी 2012 अगस्त में जब ये हुआ तब यू नो as most entrepreneurs do, and I see today a lot of entrepreneurs make the same mistake. So now we are investing in a lot of you know, startups, and this is a common mistake that we see entrepreneurs make, is when after you got the funding, you know, we became a bit crazy, and then we moved into a much bigger office, we started hiring people with fancy designations like the C title executive, chief marketing officer, chief technology officer. So we did all of these you know, crazy things. And sooner rather than later, we realized, like 6 months later, jo paise hame 18 mahine chalne the, hame realize hua yaar ye to 9 mahine mein khatam ho jayenge. You know, we had a rude awakening. Business was obviously, it's difficult doing a startup, especially in the
what was the revenue plan for you when you started? Like, did you think that restaurants will pay or customers will pay?
From day one, we were very clear that restaurants will pay us. And from day one, we were charging restaurants for customers we were sending them. So, our model was starting mein ki yaar ek restaurant ko हम पर डाइनर एक फी लेंगे 40 से 50 रुपए. तो अगर मैं चार जने भेज रहा हूँ तो उसको मुझे 160 रुपए देने हैं. एंड द एक्सपीरियंस एट दैट टाइम वाज सो बैड बिकॉज सी इट वाज यू नो इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू आस्क मनी फ्रॉम रेस्टोरेंटर्स, स्पेशली दीज आर गाइज हु बीन बिजनेस फॉर अ लॉन्ग टाइम. 40-50 साल के लोग थे एंड उनसे 400-500 रुपए मांगने जाते थे हम. तो बहुत अच्छा, हमें भी अच्छा लगता था. सो बहुत होता था. सो इन माई फर्म बिलीफ लाइक इफ यू आर ओल्ड मनी, यूर ओल्ड मनी व्हाटएवर द अमाउंट इज, एंड people should honor that. तो ये हमारे लिए हमारे में स्टार्टिंग से था. तो हमारे ऐसे भी स्टोरीज हुए हैं कि मतलब एक 300 रुपए का एक बंदे एक हमें एक रेस्टोरेंट से 300 रुपए का चेक लेना था और वो चेक वो हमें बहुत टाइम से नहीं दे रहा था. वो रहा था छोटा अमाउंट हो गया है, बाद में दे देंगे और फाइनली यू नो वो 300 रुपए का चेक मैंने नहीं, विवेक ने जाके एक रेस्टोरेंट ओनर से उसके 60 लाख की जैगुआर में बैठ के साइन करवाया. स्टोरीज लाइक दिस व्हिच वर रियली सॉर्ट ऑफ यू नो द अर्ली पार्ट ऑफ द इयर्स व्हिच मेक इट लाइक बारिश हो गई थी एक दिन हमारे लाइक इन द मॉनसून सीजन बारिश हो गई, हमारा पूरा ऑफिस भर गया था, फ्लड हो गया था. तो हम लोग पानी निकाल रहे हैं, हमारे एम्प्लॉइज बैठे हुए हैं, कॉन्फ्रेंस टेबल बैठे हुए हैं, कस्टमर आंसर कर रहे हैं. सो यू नो वी डन ऑल दैट थिंग फ्रॉम स्क्रैच टू से इट लाइक दैट. एंड आई थिंक दोस वर एंड वी डिड ऑल ऑफ दैट वंस वी रियलाइज यार शिट अब तो पैसे नहीं बचे, तो फट गई हमारी उस टाइम. सो वी स्पेंट ऑल ऑफ दिस टाइम सॉर्ट ऑफ trying to figure out how to survive, etc. And then I think a good thing happened for us was, so again, we were always very customer-centric and very partner-centric. So restaurants had good things to say about us. And at that time, we were partnering with Time City. So Time City, which was the Times food and nightlife section from Times Internet, was a partner. So unki ek listing service thi aur hum unke liye booking fulfill karte the. Humne apna feed unki website pe lagaya tha. To wahan se puri baat hui. And then you know, so we were raising a round of funding and hamare paas term sheets aa gaye the, and then Times Internet said that they want to sort of do an acquisition.
Okay.
So this is end of 2013, and it's only been a year and a half sort of we started the business. So we had absolutely no idea. Hame to pata nahi tha acquisition kya hota hai. Humne to socha tha yaar hum isko dhande ko chalayenge. But anyways, you know, we spent 7 months doing the back and forth with Times Internet before we finalized that, you know, that's in the interest of the business to actually do this decision today, because the way they were saying their vision is was aligned with what we were thinking. And what we realized is that obviously the amount of money that we spend will raise a lot will go towards marketing. And Times Internet, obviously being part of the Times Group, would be able to help us in this. So in 2014 April was when the acquisition with Times Internet happened. Within 2 years of starting up, I think that was a good moment for us. We had never thought about it till that
time.
And then our visions and just sort of aligned, and business started doing well. And we realized that we didn't want to sort of so basically, in a way, we had a clause that you know we could actually buy back some of the business if we want to stick.
And run and
sort of grow the business. So we had like a 3-year lockout, lock-in, and then after that we had an option to sort of commit for the long term. And by that time, so this was you know so 2014 to 2017 tak ye hua. Jab 17 pe aaya, that time we invoked that clause because we realized that the market food tech space is sort of very is heating up a lot, and that's and we wanted to be in it. So we want to be in for the long haul. By that time, a couple of other things had obviously happened. So we've done an acquisition. So till date, as DineOut, we've done around 5 acquisitions. Our first acquisition.
So first, tell me this: did life for you change as a founder after getting acquired by Times Internet?
So I think the good thing. So I think it was a mixed bag, right? The good thing is that you don't have to worry about your sort of day to day. So we obviously, as a small team, when we got acquired, we were around 35 people. Today we are around 800 people. So at that 35, and even managing 35 people from an HR perspective was a nightmare. You know, a lot of our time used to go on things like you know, managing people, their challenges, admin stuff, and all of that, which meant that we were not able to focus on growing the business. So those things changed a lot for us, and you know, Times Internet and their infrastructure was able to take care of a lot of these things. So that helped. And that meant we could focus on the business in the right way. Obviously, having some money in the bank at that point in time also, you know, makes life easier, because by this time it was 2 years since we had been sort of, you know, running the business ourselves. And that round, that angel round that we'd raised had sort of...
was running out fast.
It had actually run out, and we had in the last 4 months, we were actually taking loans from our from family. So we had taken some loans from our families, and we were not taking any salaries, etc. And we were married also, you know, so there was multiple things that that were happening, which made us realize the important, like, you know, having cash is really important. Money is important. So those were the good things. I think on the downside, probably, yes, you do lose a bit of your freedom. And there is obviously some, layers of
decision making
that gets added. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, but it was a good trade-off. But having said that, in hindsight, when I look at it, I think it worked. It was in the best interest of the restaurants, our customers, the business, and also for us, because, after that, so many startups came in the food tech space and went away in the food tech space after raising millions and millions of dollars because of being not managed well. At times, infrastructure, while allowed us to grow, also, I think, in a way, kept us in check. So that was good.
Okay. So what was the strategy and how did it evolve over the years and how did the acquisition fit into the evolving strategy for Dineout?
So I think the main difference, so we had a couple of two things actually changed our sort of business model to where we are today. So the first thing that we realized is that because both Sahil and I studied the Open Table model very closely, we realized that the reason why Open Table was able to become so big was because of software. So we always knew that we had to have a software play with the restaurants because that was the stickiness that it provided. So that was one thing. So we acquired in 2015 a company called InResto, which basically had a CRM stack for the restaurant industry. The founders of Vijayan and Vamsi, and they sort of believed what they spoke and what we spoke was the right way to look at things. Our visions aligned and we ended up acquiring, and that helped us grow our B2B stack. So that was, and that made us sort of provide.
And they have stuck around, the founders of InResto.
Yes. Vamsi is not there, but Vijayan is still there with us and growing the business with us. So that was one. The second thing that we realized is that we need to move away from a table reservation use case, because table reservation, to be honest, in India is only a 3 out of 10 use case. So if you're going out 10 times, aap teen hi bar table reserve karoge. So when we looked at the entire dining out model, we studied the delivery model very closely as well, having been in the space, and we realized that delivery doesn't make sense from a unit economics perspective. And you need millions and millions of dollars to sort of do that. And we didn't have that millions of dollars. So jo humne baki pura ecosystem dekha, what we realized is that the payments is the one thing that's common across all dining out use cases. Ki aapko apna bill to pay karna hi karna hai, khana khane ke baad bahar. And hence, in 2016, late 16, early 17, we launched a feature called Dineout Pay, where irrespective of wherever you're going out, you can pay your restaurant bill through the Dineout app. And I think for us, that moment, feature is today the integral part of the business, and that has changed our sort of platform from a table reservation platform to a complete dining out platform. We did this in 2017, and then what we realized is that ab mera use case. So ek cheez Dineout ke bare mein from day one, from 29th Feb 2012 tha ki agar aap hamare through restaurant pe jaoge to you will get to save money. आपको डिस्काउंट जरूर मिलेगा. तो रेस्टोरेंट्स डिस्काउंट देता, डाइनआउट पे के थ्रू आपको एडिशनल कैशबैक और डिस्काउंट मिलता था. बट एक
डिड ओपन टेबल आल्सो हैव डिस्काउंट एज द कस्टमर एक्विजिशन स्ट्रेटजी?
नो, ओपन टेबल हैड कन्वीनियंस एज अ कस्टमर एक्विजिशन स्ट्रेटजी, बट इन इंडिया व्हाट वी रियलाइज्ड इज हाउएवर मच वी वांट टू से दैट यू नो डिस्काउंट्स इज एंटी बिजनेस, द फैक्ट इज दैट इंडियंस लव डिस्काउंट्स.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that instant gratification, everyone loves, and that is what is something that is required. Anyway, so yeh hua, to hume obviously discount dena pada, to discount dete the. So, however, what we realized that there's still something missing. So, we now had a feature for people who wanted to reserve in advance or did not want to wait. They could reserve a table and arrive at a restaurant and get a discount. People who did not want to decide, who were last minute decision makers, जैसे इंडिया में बहुत होता है कि यार मैं साइबर अब पहुंच गया हूं, अब मैं डिसाइड करूंगा कहां जाना है. उस टाइम में रिजर्वेशन एज अ यूज केस ऑब्वियसली डिड नॉट मेक सेंस, बट दो पीपल ऑल्सो कुड पे देयर रेस्टोरेंट बिल एंड स्टिल सेव मनी. बट एक थर्ड कैटेगरी के यूजर्स थे जो जिनको पैसे भी बचाने हैं, बट उनको रिजर्व भी नहीं करना है और उनको कोई टेक प्रोडक्ट भी नहीं यूज करना है पे करने के लिए, बट उनको पैसे स्टिल बचाने हैं. सो हेंस इन 2018 वी एंड अप अक्वायरिंग अ कंपनी कॉल्ड गोरमे पासपोर्ट व्हिच वाज द ओरिजिनल 1+1 प्लेटफॉर्म. सो इट वाज अ 3-year-old प्लेटफॉर्म व्हिच वाज गिविंग 1+1 एट द बेस्ट रेस्टोरेंट्स इन द कंट्री. एंड दैट यूज केस वाज बेसिकली इट वाज अ चेक इन. सो यू अराइव एट द रेस्टोरेंट and once you're done with your meal, you just say, "I go my passport, aap mera coupon unlock karo aur aap discount le lo."
So that was like the original gold, what today is the
gold, one. Yeah, gold was copied from there. But yeah, so exactly. So ab wo, jab wo hua na, tab humara overall platform complete.
And because, who were the founders behind Gourmet Passport and what was that?
Yeah, the founder of that Gourmet Passport was actually a gentleman called Rocky Mohan and his son Siddharth Mohan. They are better known as the family of Old Monk. So they are the makers of Old Monk Rum.
And Mohan Mikan.
Mohan Mikan, exactly. So they are the Mohan Mikan.
Right.
So, and Rocky Mohan is such an inspiring gentleman because he started Gourmet Passport at the age of 64 or 63.
Wow. Okay.
You know, and such a beautiful product. So we obviously, during this entire process, knowing him and all, we've obviously learned a lot from him. And they're also still with us today as part of the overall Dine Out family. As founders, they're also there with us today, and obviously we learn a lot from them. But yeah, so with Gourmet Passport, our entire, we truly became a dining out platform because ab aap reserve karo, aap tab bhi kar sakte ho, aap pay karo, aapko tab bhi offer mil sakta hai, aur aap kuch nahi kar rahe, the restaurant mein jao, tab bhi aapko offer mil sakta hai. So that actually completed our B2C part of the picture. Meanwhile, we were making very good grounds on B2B. इन रेस्टो हमने काफी रेस्टोरेंट पे सॉर्ट ऑफ डिप्लॉय कर दिया था. बट एक चैलेंज हमें आ रहा था कि इफ यू लुक एट अ रेस्टोरेंट, द बिहेवियर ऑफ अ कंज्यूमर इनसाइड अ रेस्टोरेंट, हाउ डज इट हैपन. सो व्हेन यू अराइव एट अ रेस्टोरेंट, यू प्रॉब्ली गिव योर नेम ऑन अ रजिस्टर, दे टेक डाउन योर नेम एंड फोन नंबर, एंड देन दे सीट यू ऑन अ पर्टिकुलर टेबल एंड देन दे गो इन द. सो इन रेस्टो वॉज डूइंग दैट पार्ट, दैट in resto was recording all the people coming in the restaurant. It had it had everyone's phone number, and it was also allocating tables to people.
Basically, but it was like the CRM, the customer CRM. Management.
Exactly, it was a CRM. But when you sit on a table, you sit on the table. In restaurant, there is a billing software, which POS bolte hain jisko. Uske andar aap ek table kholte ho, and then all your orders are placed in that. From where finally the bill is generated. तो रेस्टोरेंट का सबसे बड़ा प्रॉब्लम क्या था कि रेस्टोरेंट्स एंड दिस इज नॉट जस्ट इंडिया, दिस इज अक्रॉस द ग्लोब, डिड नॉट नो देयर कस्टमर्स बिकॉज देयर वाज नो वे टू मैप द कस्टमर सिटिंग ऑन द टेबल टू व्हाट ही इज ऑर्डरिंग बिकॉज एक टेक्नोलॉजी नहीं बनी थी. सो 2017-18 वी एंडेड अप लाइक अर्ली पार्ट ऑफ 18 वी एंडेड अप सॉर्ट ऑफ इंटीग्रेटिंग विद मल्टीपल POS कंपनीज आउट देयर. सो द POS मार्केट इन इंडिया इज वेरी फ्रेगमेंटेड, देयर आर अप्रॉक्सिमेटली अराउंड 100-150 ऑड POS कंपनीज. इनमें से हमने ना टॉप 10-12 के साथ इंटीग्रेट कर लिया था कि इंटरेस्टो के थ्रू पता चल रहा है कि लेट्स से आदित्य गया है और वो टेबल नंबर 5 पे बैठा है, और POS से पता चल रहा है कि टेबल नंबर 5 पे किसी ने जो बैठा है उसने 10,000 का खाना पीना खाया है. तो बाय इंटीग्रेटिंग इंटरेस्टो विद दैट POS, वी वर एबल टू टेल द रेस्टोरेंट कि आदित्य वाज द पर्सन सिटिंग ऑन टेबल नंबर 5 हु जस्ट ऑर्डर 10,000 रुपीज वर्थ ऑफ फूड, एंड द नेक्स्ट टाइम आदित्य वॉक्स इनटू द रेस्टोरेंट, they recognize basis the phone number that this is Aditya who's walked in. So ye journey puri complete ho rahi thi POS ke integration se. But what we realized is that even after having, because the market is so fragmented, 10 POS se integrate kar se kuch nahi hoga. Main bhi tab bhi sirf, you know, 20% of the market pe jaal sakta hu. Mujhe agar zyada karna hai to mujhe ya to 100 POS pe integrate karna padega ya to apna POS banana padega. And hence at that point in time in 2018 November, we ended up acquiring a company called Talkus, which was one of the largest POS companies at that point in time. And so all cloud kitchens in India today use Talkus, whether it's Swiggy ka bowl company hai, ya Inner Chef hai, Fresh Menu hai, Cure Fit hai, sare Talkus use kar rahe the.
Okay.
At that point in time. And humara usse Talkus se ek aur kya advantage hua ki abhi tak dine out and Inresto was focused on the dining out segment, in the sense you know, where people need to go to restaurants like pubs or bars, etc. And Talkus was focused a lot on the lower end, like the delivery kitchens and the QSRs, etc. So we were also looking for something to complement our complement us in that respect, and hence Caucus we ended up acquiring in 2018, and that actually completed our entire B2B stack as well. And today we are globally one of the only platforms that offer to a restaurant a B2C platform as well as a B2B platform. So now I can track I am able to tell a restaurant from the time a consumer decides to go out, I can track his journey, book karta hai, wapas restaurant mein aata hai, kya khata hai, kya review chhodta hai, what he goes. And then through Talkers, we are also now able to cover the supply chain. So we've rebranded Talkers into Inresto only. And the entire Inresto module has around 10 sort of sub-modules which a restaurant can pick and choose depending upon his need. And we cover all aspects of the operation inside a restaurant, right to the supply chain. And we're just completing an integration with Amazon, where a restaurant will also be able to order some goods as well from Amazon using the Inresto platform. So pure last mile integration ho jaye.
So you're creating an entire ecosystem for the food industry.
For restaurants. And that has actually helped us grow massively. So today we are one of the largest, we are the largest tech provider to the restaurant industry. More than 12,000 restaurants use our B2B platform. We work with around 50,000 restaurants across 20 cities. We have nearly 22,000 restaurants on Dine Out Pay. And overall, we are processing close to 10 million diners a month.
So, Ankit, thank you so much for your completely candid stories, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
My pleasure, Aditya. Thanks a lot for having me over.
So, that was the amazing story of how Ankit became an entrepreneur and scaled up Dineout. Before I end this show, I'd like to tell you all about Dineout's CSR initiative called Project Thali, in which they distributed cooked meals worth more than 50 lakhs to people suffering due to the lockdown. If you want to support Dineout in this amazing initiative, just search for Dineout Project Thali and donate whatever you can. The Founder Thesis is a production of ThePodium.in and is supported by Business World.